This is Nursing in America. This is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. What should you do before you arrive in the U.S.? Carl clarifies the final steps to obtaining your green card and shares what should be kept in mind before successfully becoming a permanent resident of the United States.
Obviously, when you get approved at the embassy, the next step is you're going to book a plane flight for you, and if you're married or you have kids, for members of your family. And then you're going to fly into a particular airport in the U.S. You'll see a big line. People, U.S. citizens, go to gate one, number one. Green card holders go to gate number two. Temporary visas go to gate number three, you know. So you're going to get in the proper line. You know, you're a potential green card holder. But remember, even though the embassy has granted your case, you're not actually a green card holder until you get admitted into the U.S., okay? So the agency is a part of the Department of Homeland Security. It's called Customs and Border Protection. And again, that's, my wife used to be one of those agents at the airport, okay? And when you come through the line, most people, you know, they're just, oh, you have a green card. How long have you been out of the U.S.? Where do you go? Okay, stamp and you're in 2 minutes, right? But if you're somebody who just got approved at the embassy, it's not quite that easy. So when you go through the line, they're going to say, oh, you just got approved at the embassy, and they're going to send you to a room. And, you know, nothing for you to worry about. It's just how the procedure works at the airport. It's called secondary inspection. And then they're going to open up an envelope that the embassy gave you, and they're going to ask for your passport, and they're going to ask you a few questions, and, you know, where you're coming to work, where you're going to live, you know, you have a nurse license in this state, so on and so forth. And then, you know, it could be 15 minutes, but it could be 2 or 3 hours, just depending on their backlog there. So bring a book to read or whatever, because you may be sitting in a chair for a couple hours, and if your relative's picking you up at the airport, you better let them know in advance that you're not going to come out right when your luggage comes out. So they should just pick up your luggage and sit at the airport and wait for you to come out. But after they ask the questions, if everything goes right, they'll stamp your passport. That's the minute you'll become a green card holder.
That's the moment.
Exactly. And if it doesn't happen often, but if something is questionable and they can't make a decision there, they'll give you a temporary entry and they'll refer you to something called deferred inspection. And I've been to quite a few of those deferred inspection interviews. And that means like in a week or two, whatever time they give you, you'll have to go to this local CBP office and they'll ask you questions about, you know, didn't the employer say you had a job in Los Angeles and you told them at the airport you're going to Idaho? I mean, what's that all about? You know, so they will clear that up. And then if you pass the deferred inspection, they'll stamp you at the CBP office rather than at the airport.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Thank you for listening.